online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Joanna Earle.
Almost 6 million households are without power in Florida because of Hurricane Irma. The storm has been downgraded since making landfall as it heads north through the state, but it still caused flooding and has killed at least 3 people. Here's President Donald Trump.
Every group is coordinated really well. I mean, the bad news is that this is some big monster, but I think we're very well coordinated.
Millions have also been evacuated, but Kathy Kaptu, who lives in southwest Florida, has decided to stay put.
We've just got to prepare for the worst and hope for the best, and it'll be what it'll be. I have faith in God, and, you know, if he takes me, he takes me.
Meanwhile, hundreds of extra UK troops are being deployed to the Caribbean to help with the relief effort there following the storm. 28 people were killed after Irma swept over the region last week. Alex Carl is from the British Red Cross.
It's been difficult with regards to access because a lot of the airports have been down and they're only letting a few flights in and out specifically to help with the aid response. And communication has been difficult because a lot of the electricity and power has been down as well.
KMFM News.
Police are investigating reports a woman in her 20s was sexually assaulted in a park in Canterbury. She's told officers she was touched inappropriately by a man near to St Stephen's Road 16 days ago. We've got an e-fit of the suspect at kentonline.co.uk. A part of the M2 has now reopened after a truck driver was seriously injured in a crash. The 25-year-old was flown to a hospital in London after his vehicle collided with another truck on the coastbound carriageway between Sittingbourne and Faversham just before 7. Police are urging anyone with dashcam footage to contact them.
This is KMFM.
Young people in Kent are being urged to speak out if they feel unsafe in a car following an increase in the number being killed or seriously injured. Figures given to KMFM show 193 16 to 24-year-olds have died or been hurt on the county's roads in the past 3 years. Roads bosses now want passengers to voice their concerns if they think a driver is being reckless. Steve Horton is from the county council.
The minute you shut your door, you've handed over your safety to that individual. And if you have any concerns about the way you're being driven, whether you're worried about how the driver's perhaps being fatigued or talking on a mobile phone or just generally messing about and driving badly, you really need to be speaking out.
Police are hunting a man who reportedly exposed himself to 3 teenage girls in Whitstable. It's said to have happened in Westmead's recreation ground almost 2 weeks ago.
KMFM News.
Commuters from Gravesend have been able to travel into London by boat instead of train this morning. It's all part of a 4-day trial to see how popular it would be if it was permanent. The vessel carries more than 200 people and takes just over an hour to get to Embankment. Sean Collins is from MBNA Thames Clippers, who run the service.
The tickets that we released went within 24 hours for the sailings all week. So we had a tremendous response.
We spoke to these people on the boat this morning.
I wanted to try an alternative way of travel because I'm normally on the train every day, and this seemed to be a much more pleasant way of getting to work.
We just thought we'd give it a go. The train's quite expensive, they're delayed quite often, and just a different way of getting to work, really.
It's a much nicer way to commute, lots of lovely views, and just something a bit different.
And Strictly judge Craig Revel-Horwood reckons same-sex couples will be introduced on the show next year. He's been speaking after the BBC said there were no plans to make the change. It follows complaints that 2 of this year's contestants who are gay were paired with dancers of the opposite sex.
Sport.
With Dino-Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Now with the latest sport this lunchtime, here's Molly.
Well, starting with tennis, and Rafa Nadal scored a comfortable straight sets win over Kevin Anderson last night to win the US Open for a third time. It takes the world number one's career total of Grand Slam titles to 16. That's just 3 behind Roger Federer. Nadal says he feels like he has plenty of time to add to that, though.
I still have the passion and the love for the game. I still want to compete and still feel the nerves every time that I go on court, and until that things keep happening, I will be here.
Motorsport, and Kent's Shane Burns maintained his lead at the top of the British Superbike Championship, despite only finishing 1 of 3 races at Silverstone over the weekend. The Isle of Sheppey rider finished 3rd in race 2 and is 6 points clear of his rivals with just 3 rounds of the season left. Ice hockey, and it's been a disappointing start to the season for Kent's Invicta Dynamos. They were beaten 3-2 by Milton Keynes Thunder at the ice rink in Gillingham last night. That followed a 4-0 defeat to Basingstoke Bison on Saturday. And announcer, Mo Farah, has confirmed he'll run in next year's London Marathon. Yesterday, he won the Great North Run for a fourth time in a row.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.